Okay, Chevra, let's learn. The Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph tells me that I'm allowed to be mechabe egachelas shomateches in rishus harabim in order to prevent the nezek of rabim. Egachelas shol eitz I'm not allowed to extinguish if you hold that malacha she'in tzricha legufa is going to be aser, but if malacha she'in tzricha legufa is going to be mutter, you're even allowed to extinguish egachelas shol eitz. Because it's chayiv, right? If your malacha she'in tzricha legufa is chayiv, so then you're not allowed to extinguish egachelas shol eitz. If your malacha she'in tzricha legufa is potter, so then you are allowed to extinguish egachelas shol eitz. And in Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Simin Shin Lamed Daled, the last din in Shin Lamed Daled Se'if Chaf Zayin, so the Mechaber tells us that if you have a gachalas in a place where Rabbim will be injured, you're allowed to extinguish it, whether it's a gachal shamateches or a gachalas sho'eitz, because malacha she'in tzricha legufa is potter, so therefore I'm allowed to extinguish even a gachalas sho'eitz. But the Rambam would answer a gachalas sho'eitz. The Rambam would say you're not allowed to extinguish a gachalas sho'eitz because the Rambam, as we know, paskins in Perek Aleph of Shabbos Halacha Zayin that malacha she'in tzricha legufa is chayiv. Now, the problem, of course, comes up. Well, dear Maimonides, dear Rambam, if you hold that malacha she'in tzricha legufa is really going to be chayiv, so why, therefore, am I allowed to extinguish a gachalas shomateches? Right? Why would that be permitted? Because l'cha'ora, the heter for gachal shamateches is because what? Probably it's because it's malacha she'in tzricha legufa. Now, l'man ha'emes, Rashi on Kuf Lamed Daled, and Rashi alludes to it over here, Rashi says that gachal shamateches is permitted because it's not kibui, because you don't make a pechom. The definition of kibui, according to Rashi on Kuf Lamed Daled, is, right, when you make a charcoal, when you make a coal at the end. But when I read the Rambam, and the Rambam talks about kibui, the Rambam never says that gachalas shel mateches is not real kibui min ha-Torah because you don't make a pechom. If anything, the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Shabbos, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that by extinguishing gachalas shel mateches, it could be an iser d'oraisa. According to Rashi, there is no such thing as gachalas shel mateches being an iser d'oraisa of kibui, because you don't make a pechon, right? If I extinguish a fire, a coal of wood, so I make a pechon. If I extinguish a coal of metal, I don't make a pechon at all. So for the Rambam, I don't see that distinction, and the Rambam probably does not hold that gachala shoma teches is derabbanon, because the Rambam tells me in Perek Yud Beis that the iser of mavir es hamateches is an iser doiraisa of mavir, and the iser of mechabe es hamateches is an iser doiraisa of mechabe. And if that's the case, so why is it that according to the Rambam I'm allowed to be mechabe a gachalas shoma teches? It can't be because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, because the Rambam says malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. Ari, now I'm ready for your question.
This is really unhashy, but the Gemara, remember, I think what's going on in the Gemara is that even the cases of when they go to be listed is only much better in the case of Kof Nefesh.
So you got to give me 20 minutes and then we'll get there. I want to talk about those Gemaras on Choftes and Lamed, I just need 20 minutes. Good. Now, we suggested last time we learned that maybe the Rambam is going to learn the Sugya the same as this opinion of that the Ran quotes in Yotes HaMebeis B'Dafe Harif, the Ran quotes, who's it from? He quotes in the Baha Itter or something, or the Bahag. Who's the Rambam quoting from? The Baha'i. Right? The Baha'i, thank you. The Baha'i holds that maybe both by Gachala Shel Mateches and Gachala Shel Eitz is an Issa D'Oraisa. The only thing is that by Gachala Shel Eitz, I'm not worried about people really getting hurt. because you could see it. It's red hot. You can mamish notice. By gachal shel mateches, people won't notice, and therefore they might actually get hurt. In other words, the Bahag has a chiddush that he assumes that nezek of rabim is considered pekuach nefesh, and I can do an issur d'oraisa letzorach nezek of rabim, but I can't do the issur d'oraisa letzorach nezek rabim if the rabim could avoid it. If the rabim would notice that it is, the rabim would notice that the coal is burning hot, and they would avoid it. That's the shita of the Bahag. Now, the problem with using this Bahag shita is that it's ma'ud lo b'mashma in the Gemara. Right? Our Gemara is basically talking in terms of malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. The heter is because malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is going to be potter. It doesn't sound like from our Gemara that there's a heter because of pikuach nefesh. Right? The Gemara doesn't speak in those terms. The Gemara speaks in terms of nezek rabim. The pashtus in our Gemara is nitri the bahag. Pashtus in our Gemara is that nezek rabim is not pekuach nefesh. So a yishuv for the Rambam is a little difficult based on that bahag, because the bahag is difficult. The bahag does not seem to fit well in the Gemara. In order to be miyashuv the Rambam, I think we have to kind of get beneath the hood of this Rambam and try to understand fundamentally what's the iser of being mechabe e gacheles shel mateches. What's the iser involved? Now, one could argue that the iser involved is some sort of iser perhaps of makeh b'patish. No? That when I extinguish the gachelas. So, or let's go a step back. Tziruf, right? When they have hot metal and they cool it down, what's the iser? So Rashi learned that the iser of tziruf is an iser of makeh b'patish, and one could say that maybe there's only an iser makeh b'patish min ha-tayra on the keli. One could argue, like we spoke about way back when, that maybe even tziruf of a mecham is an iser d'rabbanan. One could argue that tziruf is always a din d'rabbanan alts makeh b'patish, and maybe by gachala shel mateches, the issue is that this is called makeh b'patish mid'rabbanan. It's not kibuy because there's no pecham, but it might be makeh b'patish on the level of d'rabbanan. That might be the way Rashi is learning Judaism. And for this iser d'rabbanan of makeh b'patish, I'm mekol l'tzorach nezek harabim. I think that might be the way Rashi is learning the Gemara. Right? It's not a crazy approach. However, in the Rambam, you do not see tziruf as being an iser out makeh b'patish. You see, tziruf, cooling down hot metal, is the opposite of heating up metal. Right, this is the aleph of Yisod. Right, you see, if there's an iser, whatever the iser of heating up the hot metal is, cooling down the metal is undoing that iser. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis tells me that if I am mavir amchayiv, and mizok the Rambam, if I am mechamim as habarizal kedei letzarfo b'mayim, harizat todas mavir v'chayiv. The Rambam says if I heat up hot metal, if I heat up metal so it becomes hot, so that I will be mitzarefit afterwards, like the Rambam, that is mavir. And when I am mechabe, if I am mechabe the gacheles, and this kavim mitzarif, then I'm chayiv, and that's an iser of kibui. So for the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, halacha aleph and halacha beis, what the Rambam is saying is that there's an iser of mavir when I heat metal up really super duper hot, and there's an iser of mechabe when I cool that metal down, and tziruf is the iser of mechabe. It's the iser of extinguishing, according to the Rambam. Good. Now, the Ravid asks Akasha on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Rambam, why are you telling me that mechame mesamateches is chayiv out mavir? L'cha'ira, the chiyuv should be out mevashel. If I take a non-food item, cooking applies, we said, to foods in the sense of solids and liquids, and it applies to non-foods also. No? Cooking by a solid is different than cooking by a liquid. We explained in terms of dinim of ein bishul achar bishul, that we had these yisodos. And then there's another din of cooking by non-foods, which the Rambam earlier in Perek Tes defined as if I take something that's hard and I make it soft, take something soft and make it hard, if I change the form somewhat, al yedei heat, that is called cooking by a non-food. So Frek derived, if I take a piece of metal and I heat that metal up, the rabbi asks, that should be the malacha of mevashel. So why is the rabbi telling me it's a malacha of mavir? Ravid's kasha. Comes along the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah says, whoa, 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 slow down. You're telling me that the Isser is out Mevashel only. Maybe the Rambam holds that if I heat up hot metal, if I heat up metal so it becomes hot, I have to speak English properly, if I heat up metal and the metal becomes hot, maybe the Rambam would tell me that's an Isser both of Mavir and Mevashel. In other words, Ravid, you're asking, shouldn't it be Mevashel? Says the Magid Mishnah, B'yishuv Divrei HaRambam, and the Lecha Mishnah goes in this direction also. In Hachanami, it's Chayiv twice. Not only that, says the Lecha Mishnah, if you read a Rambam earlier, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, Hamechamim is Hamateches, Harizatoldos Mevashel. Perek Tes Halacha Vav is Beferish in the Rambam. The heating metal is Mevashel. Wow. That means Magid Mishnah and Lechem Mishnah are assuming that the Machlokes Rambam and Ravid is whether this would be only Mevashel or whether it is Mevashel and Mavir. When I heat up metal, is it only Mevashel, is it Mevashel and Mavir? And by the way, if I'm talking about only Mevashel, so presumably there is no Isser D'Oraisa in undoing Bishel, no? Certain malachas are dovar v'hipucho. Mavir, mechaber, right? They are opposites. What's the opposite of mevashel? Is it like kosher and matir? Right? There's a malach of tying a knot, a malach of untying a knot. Right? Is there an opposite malach of mevashel? Lechayre not. I don't know of one. Right? For the Ravid, extinguishing a gacheles shal mateches would presumably not be an issur d'oraisa, because the only Isser is Mevashel. But the Rambam, as understood by Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Orthodox Jews of that sort, so they assume that for the Rambam there is both an Isser Mevashel and an Isser Mavir if I heat up metal to become really hot. So far so good?
Why does the Ravid say there's no Isser Mavir?
Oh, so why would the Ravid say there's no Isser Mavir? So it's not clear. But says the Avni Nezer in the Tshuva, Simen, Reish Chof Tes, Ois Yud Aleph. You have to read this Avni Nezer in Simen, Reish Chof Tes. By the way, the Avni Nezer was a super genius. And the Avni Nezer, he works through the Sugya like so clearly. He wants to understand what's the Isser if I am Mechaba Igachela Shomateches. That's his only question. And he goes through the different Shitas of Rishayim very carefully. It's Mamish, very seriously. So in Os Yud Aleph, in that Shuva, Reish Chof Tes Os Yud Aleph, the Avni Nezer thinks that the Rambam and the Ravid are Lishitasim and the different Rambam and Ravid. Perek Tes Halacha Yud Dalad. The Rambam writes, Ha'oisa Ein Hatseva, if I make dye. Ein Hatseva means that I cook my dyes to produce this liquid ink, let's say. Right? If I make ink, if I make a dye, so Hareza told us Tzoveya V'chayiv. right? For example, I put kankantum into this liquid to make it black, or I put istim to make it green, right? That is going to be the malacha of tzoveya. It's a tolda of tzoveya. Ravid jumps up and down, and Ravid spits wood and nipples. The Ravid says, one second, if I cook dyes, so that's the source in halacha of the malacha of mevashel. No? That's not the malacha of tzoveya. So frek the Ravid, Om Avram Kashali, Bishul Samonim, Digaminan Mine Mevashel, Tepukle Mishum Tseveya Hamayim. Right? Why are you learning the Malacha Mevashel from Bishul Samonim? L'chaora, that's Tseveya according to the Rambam. Now, what does the Rambam hold? Magin Mishnah Lecha Mishnah Botzei, that the Rambam holds, if I make dye, if I make ink, I make dye, so I'm chayiv both mishum mevashel and mishum tzeveya. But the Ravid is going to say that, listen, right? And now I'm explaining this Ravid based on what the Egle Tal has in his psicha, osios lamed aleph, lamed beis, lamed gimel, lamed daled, right? Around there. I don't remember exactly which os I'm quoting, but something around there. The Egle Tal says, listen, I learned out the Lamed Tes Malachis from what was done in the Mishkan. Each activity in the Mishkan can teach me a malacha. But if you're going to tell me that there's an activity in the Mishkan, and that activity yields two malachas, that's impossible, says the Ravid. That says the Egle Tal Bedas HaRavid. Because there's one activity in the Mishkan, cooking dyes. If that's going to be both Mevashel and Tzoveya, that's impossible. Because Mehechatesi, it should be both. It could only be one or the other. I learned Lama Tes Malachas for what they did in the Mishkan. If there's going to be any action that was Chayiv, Mishum, Shtayim, so then how do you know there's only 39 Malachas? Maybe there's 68 Malachas. Maybe there's who knows how many Malachas? The Ravid is saying that since the makar of malachos is from the Mishkan, I cannot possibly have one action that yielded two different malachos. But the Rambam apparently holds that that's not correct. I can have the same action called making dye, which is both a malacha of Bishul and a malacha of Tzoveya. I could have one action in the Mishkan. By the way, where did they heat up metal in the Mishkan? So the Avni Nezer, part of his... No, I don't think... I mean, the Asiyas Kelim of the Mishkan is a machlekes between Reb Haigon and Rashi and Sadi Gimel. That's on the Egle Tal Hakdama. Do I learn malachas from the binyan of the Mishkan itself, and then from the Asiyas Kelim in the Mishkan? But the Avni Nezer says that he thinks the real malach of heating metal in the Mishkan was sometimes you had to kill, like a bas kohen jazinsa, and you do that ayudei sreifa.
Gemara mentions that.
Yes, it does. Correct.
Yeah.
Now, again, this doesn't sound like it's the construction of the Mishkan. That's why this is in the psicha of the Egle Tal, because Egle Tal is like into. But let's.
The Isavos of Arav Eish, that you don't kill Chayim Misa on Shabbos, that's also those of Arav Eish.
Correct. Absolutely. Now, the Avni Nezer, that Shuvan Reish Kof test towards the end, he discusses, is the malacha of killing somebody out heating up the aver, heating up the hot lead, is that the malacha? Which would be either mavir or mevashel, the chomer kede islay. Or maybe the malacha is that when you pour that hot lead down the guy's throat and then he dies, you're burning the person. Is it burning the lead or is it burning the gavra? As it did the chefta, did in the gavra, as it were. But the Kitzur HaMa'aseh, right, says of the Egle Tal that the Rambam and the Ravid are having a fundamental machlekes about whether a single action that was done in the Mishkan can that generate two separate malachas. for the Rambam, a single action can generate two malachos. So heating up metal is both going to be mevashel and mavir. But for the Ravid, iha loha. And for the Ravid, if it's going to be mevashel, it can't also be mavir. Now, the Egli Talvin tries to doctor it up. He says that maybe for the Rambam, you can't learn two av malachas from the same action, but you can learn one av and one tolda. Right? That's the way he tries. And he says in all these cases where the Rambam says that I'm going to be chayiv, let's say if I heat up metal, I'm chayiv mishum mavir, the Lashon HaRambam said it's a tolda of mavir. Right? And also in Hatseva, is a tolda of tzeveya. It's not the real malach of tzeveya. The real malach of tzeveya is if I dye the wool. To make the dye is a tolda. But hayotze, right? There's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid about the iser of heating metal. The Rambam says it's mavir and mevashel. That's the understanding of the Magid Mishnah and the Lacha Mishnah. It's both. And the Ravid says it's only one. That's mahalach A within this Rambam and Ravid. But there's a second mahalach which will be more germane to our conversation today. They quote this mahalach from the Chazon Ish and Simen Nun and from others. The second mahalach basically says that whether I'm chayiv mishum mevashel or whether I'm chayiv mishum mavir depends what is my kavana. Somehow, if I heat up metal and my kavana is to soften that metal in order to bend it, to then shape it differently, that's going to be a malacha mevashel. But if my kavana in heating the metal is in order to harden it afterwards, that's going to be the malacha of mavir and then subsequently mechabe. It all depends on my kavana. And this is a little bit meduyak in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, no? That we begin with. Hamechabe gachala shamateches is pater. Im niskavim latzareif chayiv. And in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, where the Rambam speaks about heating metal that I'm chayiv out mevashel, the Rambam writes, if I do it, kidei shetase gachelas. Right? Meaning, says the Chazon Ish, that my kavana is what determines the iser. Is the iser mechabe, or is the iser is the iser mechabe / mitzareif, or is the iser mevashel? Right? That all depends on what my intention is. Im kainim hadavarim. So we could say something radical over here. We could say that in this situation, when I am extinguishing a coal, but my kavana is to prevent the nezek shorabim, my kavana is not in order to soften it, or in order to do tziruf, to make it harder, to make it into a keli. My kavana is just, v'chosir nezek, harimu mifshol miderech ami, right, that's my kavana. So in that situation, it's not going to be a da'iraisa at all.
Even according to the Rambam.
Right? Let's focus. What the Chazon Ish is saying is that by this melacha of tziruf, mevashel, mavir, whatever I'm talking about with hot metal, the hagdara of the melacha is determined by my kavana. If I don't have a kavana for these specific items, I don't have kavana to harden it, to soften it, whatever it's supposed to be. So I can't be mitzareif, I don't have kavana to harden it. It can't be mevashel, I don't have kavana to soften it. Right? My kavana is that shelo yaziku bo rabim. Okay, if that's my kavana, shelo yaziku bo rabim, not aser min hatayra, it's only aser min drabonan. And it's a little bit meduyik in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes, if I'm mechabe gachosha matechas, I'm potter. End of conversation. Why am I potter? Because I don't have kavana. If it's kavana, imnis kavim mitzarek, then I'm chayiv. But if I don't have kavana for that, then I'm going to be potter. Now, this idea that my kavana really fuses, pardon the pun, fuses with my malacha to determine, is it mevashel, is it mavir, maybe it's nothing. This idea is actually found in the Magen Mishnah here in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis. Remember, the Magen Mishnah is not going in this approach. The Magen Mishnah is answering for the Rambam that you chayv both mevashel and mavir. But the Chazon Ish says, no, it's one or the other, depending what my kavana is. And my kavana can determine what the malacha is. And Zak the Magen Mishnah, this you cite, to answer a different kasha of the Ravid. The Ravid on Halacha Beis asks, if I'm a chave gachela shom ateches, right, and it's not niskavim mitzarev, why am I not chayiv? Shouldn't it be a psik resha? Correct the Ravid akasha, kama morabavim devarav. Psik reishe v'lo yomasu v'afu lo yetzirich l'tzirufo. You hold like Reb Yehuda. Right, frak the Ravid Akasha. How can you possibly be potter ever if you're a mechavei gachela shom ateches? Right? The tziruf happens automatically. That's what we call in German, right, which is a holy language. We call that psik reisha. That's a psik reisha. So if it's a psik resha, frek the ravid, how can you possibly be potter? And frek the Magen Mishnah. You know what? The Magen Mishnah says something like, Zok the ravid, Zok the Magen Mishnah, midivrei rabbeinu, shekozer hakol tole bekavana nireh, the Ravid develops a yisoid that by certain malachas, b'chisaren kavana, it's not the malacha at all. And apparently, these malachos would be what? In these situations where psikresh is not going to be chayiv for mitzarev, without kavana, it's not mitzarif at all. That's what the Ravid is answering. That's what the Magen Mishnah is answering for the Rambam to answer the Ravid's kasha. Now, in Kenim Hadavarim, I think we just answered the Rambam, no? Remember, we asked a kasha on the Rambam. Dear beloved Rambam, how can you pass that mechaba shegachal shom ateches is going to be permitted shelo yazuku barabim ayuho malacha shein tzricha legufa? So the answer is that what? The answer is that the only time there's a real iser of mechaba is if I want to be mitzarif. And if I don't want to be mitzarif, that's not going to be the real iser. I should still be a psik resha, like the Ravid asked. The answer is that no, for certain malachas, psik resha is not going to be chayiv. The chiddush of this Magen Mishnah is, within the Rambam, that for the malacha of mitzarev, psik resha is not going to be chayiv. Now, the Magen Mishnah writes, krovim lazeh are divrei haramban. I told people to just read the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph and Beis. That's all you have to do. Read the Rambam with the Magen Mishnah. It's all here, right? Krovim lazeh, says the Magen Mishnah, is divrei haramban. It's krovim lazeh, but not exactly the same. You see, according to Rashi, Rashba, Ramban, mitzarif is part of makib bepatish. By makib bepatish, I can legitimately say that if I don't have kavana, it's not makib bepatish. Makib patish means asiyas keli, no? Isn't that makib patish? Right? I'm finishing the keli. So then my kavana, I understand, matters, right? Whether or not I have in mind that the keli should be finished, that's it. That should determine whether or not it's makib patish. Gotcha. But the Rambam is saying that the malacha of mitzareif is based in mechaber. Even so, zok the Magid Mishnah, even so, without kavana, it's not going to be mechaber. Right? I could hear this same svara when the Magid Mishnah says kroivim ozez dibur haramban. In the Ramban's situation of saying that it's the malacha of makib patish, I could hear the svara much more. It's a much stronger svara there. It's a much harder sell, it seems. It's a much harder sell in the situation of the malacha of mechabe, because why on earth by mechabe should my kavana matter? Well, my son being mechabe, right? Why on earth should my kavana matter? Apparently, it doesn't matter, right? My kavana to harden it, unless I have the kavana to harden it, I'm not going to be chayiv mishum mechabe. By the way, the pashtus in the Rambam is that the malach of kibui is not just putting out a fire. Malach of kibui is having a resulting item from the putting out of that fire. It's very similar to Rashi of Asiyas Pecham, a little different. But my kavana by the kibui has to be for the Gachalas. Without the kavana for the gachalas, I'm not going to be chayiv. Okay. So this is what we wanted to say, again, just to review. Rambam holds that malacha shein tzricho guf is going to be chayiv. Why would it be, therefore, that mechabim gachal shel mateches is permitted? Al karkacha has to be derabbanan. But why is it derabbanan? The Rambam tells me that mechabim gachal shel mateches is nisar kibui. The answer that we're trying to give after all is said and done is that's derabbanan, because you don't have kavana for kibui. You don't have kavana to make the tziruf. You don't have kavana to harden this piece of metal. Since I don't have kavana to harden the piece of metal, even though it's a psik ratio, still I'm going to be putter. That's basically the shortest answer that we gave for the last half an hour of what we said. So far, so good? Yosef, you'd prefer if I only said in two sentences to begin with. Kind of with Chaim Kanievsky, so it's like one shir a year. He says a shir every Erev Pesach when he makes his siyum on Kol HaTorah Kula, and the shir takes like 10 minutes, and he says like two sentences, and then there are people spend like the next 6 months trying to figure out what he what the shir meant. I remember one time Rav Pinchas Hirschman, Zechron Lavracha, had a conversation with Rav Gustman. And the conversation was something like, Menachas Ayin Beis, yeah, but what about Krisus Yotes? Yeah, but what about the Taisvus? That's the conversation. It's almost like reading a rugged Trevor postcard. Right? So, you have to be a very high level Talmud Chacham to appreciate that type of shir. Ad kan devarei. Fine. Let's go weiter. Okay? So the Gemara says, I'm allowed to be mechabe e gachelas shel mateches, shelo yazuku barabim. Gachelas shel eitz, I'm only allowed to be mechabe if you hold that malacha shein tzricho leguf is potter. And we pointed out in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Shin Lamed Daled, right, there are two dais, whether we hold malacha shein tzricho leguf is chayev or potter, but all the achrayim and the Mishnah Brura, quote in the Elia Rabba there in Sifkat and Pehei, that we pass again that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa's Potter. So therefore, La Halacha, you're allowed to be Mechava Igachalas Shel Mateches. Right? Shelo Yazuku Barabim. So far, so good.
So how do we understand this notion of, this sort of upends the whole, our whole notion of separation?
So, by this particular Malacha, apparently there are certain Malachos that Psik Reisha is not going to be chayim. There are certain malachas that are so dependent on my kavana. That's the chiddush of this Magid Mishnah. They sing it even by the malacha of Tziruf. I could hear it better by the malacha of Tziruf if Tziruf is Makib Apatish. In that sefer that I have by my makom in the Minchas Ariel, he gives a list of makoros in the Achrayim where they play on this yisod of the Magid Mishnah to say, oh, by this malacha, psik reish is going to be potter. Because by this malacha, right, the chisaron kavan, that's not a malacha at all. That's already razzle dazzle Torah. Ari.
So that means there's no case that combines all of Shas for Makib Patish is also psik reish?
There's no...
And there's no case of separation of mind and body, that we know about it.
I mean, I think that would emerge according to this Ramban, right? Yes.
Well, he pointed to the Ramban, which is, what does the Ramban actually say here?
But the Ramban writes that Tziruf should be an Isser of Makeh B'Patish, but the Ramban, at least the Ramban has two deis. Either he holds that Tziruf is always Dirabbanan, or the Ramban holds Tziruf of a Kli, Tziruf of a Mechum can be Doiraisa, but Tziruf of a Gachelas is Dirabbanan. Right? The Rashba Membeis, I think we mentioned this in passing when we learned that Me'iri on Psikresha Dirabbanans, right? Whether Tziruf is always Dirabbanan, whether it's a categorical statement, or whether Tziruf is Dirabbanan only by a gacheles, that's 2 days from the Ramban right here, Membeis. That's the issue. What about the Psik Resha angle? The Teretz is that for Makeh B'Patish there's no Psik Resha. And when we learn Makeh B'Patish, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll have to flush this issue out. Okay. Now, the Gemara says that Malach Hashem Tzvich L'Gufa is mutter for the to prevent Nezak Rabban. Frek the Prima Godim in Simin Resh Ayin Ches, he asks from the Gemara in Bamei Badlikin that Ari mentioned earlier. The din is I'm allowed to extinguish a candle for chole sheyesh b'sakana, but for chole she'ein bo sakana, I'm not allowed to extinguish a candle, right? Why not? If I'm allowed to extinguish a gacheles shelo yazuku barabim because of malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, why can't I do a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa for a chol hashem b'sakana to be able to sleep, let's say. So, wait. That's stage two of the conversation.
The Gemara says it's higher. The Gemara there says that you're higher in those cases that you do for a chol hashem b'sakana.
If I extinguish a fire for a chol hashem yesh b'sakana, that's okay. For a chol hashem b'sakana, I'm not allowed to extinguish the fire, correct? If I need the thing, then it's Tzricha L'Gufa. If I need the kacham that's made, if not, it's not. I'm allowed to extinguish a fire, it says in Shomhasen Reish Ayin Ches, I'm allowed to extinguish a fire for a chayla sheyish bo sakana. For a chayla she'ein bo sakana, I'm not allowed to. And that's Beferish in the Gemara. So the Bir Halacha there in Shin, the Bir Halacha in Reish Ayin Ches asks a question, but 1 second. But Gachela Sho'et, I'm allowed to extinguish the Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Here also, it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, it should be permitted. So, Enfer the Prima Godem, no. There's a difference. Our Gemara is talking about Tzarchei Rabim. And for Tzarchei Rabim, we'll permit it. Right, but for Tzarchei Yochid, we won't permit it. That means, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to the Prima Godin, if I have 3 people sleeping in the room, or 3 people trying to sleep in the room, and there's a light on, no? That means I'm allowed to extinguish, because Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, the Prima Godin says, is a mutter, l'tzayrech, rather. That's what emerges from our Gemara. And the definition of a rabbim is never clear in halacha how much. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it's Chelek Aleph Simen Zayin in the Mincha Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Zalman says 3 people, that's a rabbim. Okay? Now, the problem with the Prima Godim's approach is the Prima Godim is missing another Gemara, no? Because the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to extinguish a fire for a chola She'ein bo sakana. Malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa is not permitted for chol she'ein bo sakana. But the Gemara Daf Gimel told us that mafis morsa is permitted. Now I'm allowed to pop a pimple because of the tzar. Now popping a pimple l'cha'ora is a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. So how am I allowed to pop the pimple for the tzar? Isn't malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa going to be aser? For chol hashem b'sakana, ma bein extinguishing the fire for the chola to sleep and Ma'bein popping that pimple. So this is a kasha that the Me'iri asks on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis going over to Lamed Amrav off in Shabbos. And if you read the Me'iri, this is the last 10 lines of the Me'iri Diba Masel V'teda. The Me'iri asks, how come Mappas Morsas permit the Chatzchila? But extinguishing the fire is not. So he gives three answers. Answer one: Kvakasavnu she'enza hasaras nezak biyadayim. Meaning that when I'm sick, the illness that I have is the illness. The candle that's burning is preventing me from sleeping. The illness is not sleeping. The illness is whatever the illness is. The fact that I don't sleep is something that will not enable me to get my koyach back. But that's not hasaras nezek biyadayim. But mapis mursa, the tsar that I have, is from the pimple. Popping that pimple is removing the nezek. That's answer one of the Me'iri. Answer two of the Me'iri. The old, she'ein hanezek mevurar kol kach sheyavo mitzad haner. It's not clear what he means with this answer. Rav Shechter in the Sefer Eretz HaTzavi on page Nun Gimel, Rav Shechter says that he thinks what it means is as follows: I'm allowed to be mechal al Shabbos for achola sheyish bo sakana, even if it's a suffix, the koach nefesh. I'm not sure I'm going to be successful, no? The person falls down. I don't know if my tape pulling out the defibrillator, I don't know if it's going to work or not. Suffix pekuach nefesh. Suffix pekuach nefesh. Override Shabbos. I'm allowed to do it. By chola sheyesh bo sakana. By chola she'ein bo sakana. So out suffix, I can't do the action. I can only do the action when I am vadai going to be successful. Mapis mursa! Vadai, you will heal the ailment. No? But by extinguishing the fire so that Mechayla could sleep, you don't know for sure that will heal him. It's related to the first answer, but it's a little different. Where Rav Shechter says it, answer two is speaking about how suffik pikuach nefesh is matter Shabbos, but suffik by a chola she'ein bo sakana doesn't give me a kula. Mapis mursa is vada, it's not suffik. Answer three, va'od, says the Me'iri, ef shalo b'tzdodim acherim, kigon l'chitza v'hadomim lo. Zok the Me'iri in answer three, that when I have a fire, I have a candle that's keeping me awake, I don't need to extinguish that candle. What I could do is just put up a mechitza. No? Put up a blind. Put something between the candle and the chola. And if you put something between the candle and the chola, it won't disturb him anymore. Meaning, the din of chola she'ein bo sakana is dechuya, not chutra. I only violate the iser if I have no alternative. If I have an alternative, I don't do it. Okay? We paskin, by the way, in the kites, in the next case, in the Gemara, kites b'shus harabim, it's also, it's dechuya, not chutra. I can only move the item as much as necessary to avoid the hezek. Don't do anything more. Dechuya. So now the Me'iri has 3 days about how come there's a distinction. How come for the Mapis Morse I'm allowed to violate a Malacha Shein Svicha L'Gufa, but for the extinguishing the fire, I'm not allowed to violate the Malacha Shein Svicha L'Gufa. Those are the three opinions in the Me'iri. Comes along with Shechter. In Rav Shechter, this entire piece, Simen Vov, in the Eretz HaTzavi, the entire piece is here to develop one yesod. And that yesod is that there's a difference between Isurim Derabbanan and Gezeiros Derabbanan. On Shabbos, we spoke about this in the context of Sikresha, it's about Shehiyo also, right? But and that's all here in the Shtekel as well. Rav Shechter says that for a chola, I'm only going to be makel for chola Shein Bo Sakana on a Gezeira Derabbanan. An Isur Derabbanan, I'm not makel on. An Isur Derabbanan is basically the rabbinic version of the Isur D'Oraisa. And if I can't do an Isur D'Oraisa for the Cholosh Eim Bo Sakana, I can't do an Isur D'Rabbanan. But a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan is not the rabbinic version of the Torah prohibition. A Gezeirah D'Rabbanan is a Chazal we're worried it might lead, right, etc. Ah, if that's the case, a Chazal worried it might lead, so then you can't violate. Right, that's the Yisayid. Now, what Rav Shechter basically is assuming is that the Me'iri would permit Malacha she'ein tzricha legufa l'tzorach hachol she'ein bo sakana on the fundamental level. The only reason it's not permitted to blow out the candle in certain situations is because it might not heal him, efshar b'inyanacher, like side svaris. But fundamentally it should be permitted. That's because according to the Me'iri, Malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is fundamentally a gezeira d'rabbanan. And I can violate a gezeira d'rabbanan l'tzorach hachol she'ein bo sakana. However, then Rav Shechter argues that whether that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa might be an Isser Derabbanan, not a Gezeira Derabbanan. And naturally, Tully, he says in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Ayin Hey, about whether Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is a din because of Malachas Machsheves. Is a din Malachas Machsheves, that means L'cha'ora, that it is not a Malacha at all. If it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, then it would be Gezeira. But if Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is not out Malachas Machsheves, it's out side p'tur, so then we could argue it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, you can't be making an Issa D'Rabbanan that's Tzorech HaChol She'ein Bo Sakana. Aye, so then how come it's Mutter? Ayin Shom. In, you should really read these pieces. So in the Eretz HaTzvi, page Nun Beis and Nun Gimel, Ayin Shom.
What
the Mappis
Morsa
is that exactly? Mappis Morsa is a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, let's assume, and Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is a Gezeira D'Rabbanan, according to this Me'iri. Now, Rav Shechter in this same shtickle goes back to a Gemara that we learned earlier. The Gemara has a Machlokes Tana Kama and Rashbag, whether we Paskin have Shero Zeho Bishulo by a Shemen. Am I allowed, though, to take the shemen and put it on my hand and stand keneged ha'esh? Is it permitted to do a malacha kel achar yad? Right? Is that permitted or not? The Gemara says, ikab benayu kel achar yad, something like that. Now, says Rav Shechter, he understands that what that Gemara means is that we're talking about for the baby. The Gemara says, isha sachar l'bina. A baby is considered a chola she'ein bo sakana. Am I allowed to violate an Isur D'Oraisa, like Pishur Shemen, which is an Isur D'Oraisa, am I allowed to violate the Isur D'Oraisa kil achar yad l'tzayrech hachola? That's a machlokas between the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Right? We paskin that for a chol Hashem b'sakhan, you can violate certain Isurim. The Mishnah Berurah only permits violating an Isur D'Rabbanan ayidei shinoi for a chol Hashem b'sakhan. But the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch permits in violating an Isur D'Oraisa ayidei shinoi b'tzorach hachol Hashem b'sakana. Rav Shechter argues that that machlokas daf mem, that whether isha sachar l'bina with shemen, right, that means I'm violating an Isur D'Oraisa ayidei shinoi b'tzorach hachol, right? So he says that the machlokas tana kama Rashbag is the same machlokas as machlokas Alter Rebbe and Mishnah Berurah. Ayin Shom is Shtickle Torah in Eretz HaTzvi, page Nun Beis and Nun Gimel, and we should go down to Mincha and have a good day.